Hello and welcome to the Thursday, August 9th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with a couple of quick patches that we haven't covered yet. Snort version 2.9.3.1 is out. Mostly some bug fixes here and some denial of service conditions that are patched in this release. And then we got Wireshark version 1.8.1. Again, denial of service conditions, memory exhaustion. So nothing I would rate as critical, but definitely stuff that you probably should patch. And then we got a follow-up to an earlier story where a Gizmodo journalist's iCloud account got breached by essentially just calling up Apple and having the password reset. Now, both Amazon and Apple are actually changing their procedure here. The reason why both are affected is that the actual compromise in this case involved both companies. First of all, with Amazon, you were able to add bogus credit card numbers to an account over the phone. Now, this may initially sound harmless. I essentially call up Amazon and tell them to add a particular credit card number to my account. However, then you could use that credit card number to authenticate to Amazon and essentially now gain access to some of the information at Amazon. In this case, the last four digits of other valid credit card numbers. The problem with Apple was now that in order to reset your Apple iCloud password, all you needed were just those last four numbers of the credit card. So in this case, the hacker first breached the Amazon account using the trick of adding a credit card number to the account and then doing a password reset that way. And then once they had access to the Amazon account, they were able to see the last four digits and were then able to use them to authenticate to Apple. Apple apparently blocked all phone-based password resets for now until they come up with a better procedure. Using those last four digits is definitely a bad idea because they're essentially considered public, and even PCI and such allows you to display those last four digits, so you never really should use them for authentication. The only time they should be used is to really make sure that the user knows what credit card they actually use to charge a particular purpose. That's sort of the reason why you sometimes want to maintain those last four digits. And Imperva released a report on web application attacks, what they're seeing in applications they're monitoring. Now, the one number that surprised me a little bit is that they're saying that the applications on average are attacked 120 days per year. So that's one out of 3 days. I find actually that even our honeypot applications that have no real use are attacked pretty much daily. So, or several times a day. So I'm not really sure they're coming up with the once every 3 days. On the other hand, one number I do agree with is that an individual attack that usually is a number of exploit attempts lasts about 7 minutes and 42 seconds according to them, with the longest attack reaching 79 minutes. That very much matches what I'm seeing. The attacks are usually sort of quick and furious. You see lots and lots of requests very quickly. What that really means in terms of defensive implications, that going through your logs once a day and then doing blacklisting based on that just isn't going to do the trick. The attack is long over by the time you're looking at the logs. So you do want to have something a little bit more automated, a little bit quicker, if you actually want to actively block attacks. Web application firewalls, of course, can do some of that. SQL injection is what they're seeing as the most frequent attack, and that's again in line with what we're seeing. And then we got a little bit more detail about the attack against Reuters. If you remember, Friday and over the weekend, they had issues with their blog being hacked and then the Twitter account being compromised. Well, it turns out they just used an old version of WordPress. So no real big surprise. You're actually a surprise that it took so long for it to get compromised. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.